Horrifying footage that's emerged from an alleged chemical attack in Syria over the weekend has once again sparked global calls for action. Medical aid groups and civil defence services claim poison gas was used to kill almost 50 people in the besieged town of Douma. One video shared by activists in Syria purportedly shows the bodies of children, women and men found suffocated and foaming at the mouth. While the reports have not been independently verified and the Syrian government denies the allegations, experts say the symptoms have the hallmarks of a chemical weapons attack. Andy Oppenheimer, an expert in nuclear, biological and chemical warfare, has told British broadcaster Sky News he believes the chemical agent sarin has been used.
There have been burns to the eyes, there's been suffocation, pinpointed pupils, which all kind of look towards sarin or nerve agent, and also people foaming at the mouth and multiple deaths, which is much more likely to be a warfare agent like sarin.
Douma is in eastern Ghouta, which over the past few weeks has been bombarded in one of the deadliest offensives in the seven-year war. Dr. Ghanem Tayara, chairman of the Union of Medical Care and Relief Organization, which provides medical care in Syria, says the death toll from the chemical attack was made greater due to the lack of medical services.
The problem is the main hospital in Douma, which is to deal with any sort of casualty, was put out of service last night as well due to an airstrike. And that's what made things 10 times worse, because certainly this sort of injuries and casualties need a specific sort of treatment. And when you don't have the facilities, then put your rate of death much higher.
As international officials work to try to confirm the details of the assault, global condemnation has been swift. The European Union says the evidence suggests the Syrian government is to blame and has called for an immediate response from the international community, including from Syria's allies Russia and Iran. Opposition ally Turkey has also condemned Syria, while President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called out the West too, accusing it of turning a blind eye to the actions of the government of Bashar al-Assad.
Look, children and babies were once again martyred in eastern Ghouta today, and there are still those who defend the Syrian regime. My valuable brothers, that's not it in this cruel way. We revolt against this two-facedness, this hypocrisy, this inhumane politics. Hey West, when will you turn round and look at these children, these women who are being killed in eastern Ghouta, so we can say you're acting justly?
The fierce attack, however, has come from United States President Donald Trump. Calling President Assad an animal, he's tweeted there would be a big price to pay. In a rare move, he's also directly criticised Russian President Vladimir Putin in connection with the attack. Questions over what action President Trump will take are swirling through Washington, with some saying it could be a defining moment of his presidency. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has warned Mr. Trump must follow through with his threats.
If he doesn't follow through and live up to that tweet, he's going to look weak in the eyes of Russia and Iran. So this is a defining moment, Mr. President. You need to follow through with that tweet, show a resolve that Obama never did to get this right.
Last year, President Trump authorized a cruise missile strike on a Syrian airbase days after a sarin gas attack on civilians. Military action could again be on the cards, with one of the president's top homeland security advisers saying it's not being ruled out. Russia, which says the reports of a gas attack are fabricated, is warning any military action taken could lead to severe consequences. It's a similar message from Iran, who says the allegations are an excuse for the US and its allies to enforce a military response. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.